AircheckDownloads.com.
In Hollywood, this is Casey Kasem on American Top 40, counting down the biggest hits in the nation on our way to the number one song in America.
Number 29.
Holding at number 29 for a second week is the second Top 40 hit for a band from London, Spandau Ballet and Gold. Spandau Ballet, the name of their hit at number 29 again this week, is Gold. Now we're up to the song at number 28, and it's the latest hit for superstar Paul McCartney, who recently told a reporter that even superstars need exercise. He said that not long ago, one of his children was involved in a small accident, and Paul had to run to a phone booth to call for an ambulance. Even though the phone booth wasn't far away, he found himself huffing and puffing as he ran. Well, his records don't have that problem. There's no huffing and puffing when a Paul McCartney song runs up the chart. His latest, called So Bad, climbs three notches to number 28 this week. Paul McCartney. ...41-year-old Paul McCartney on American Top 40, moving from number 31 to number 28 with his latest hit, So Bad, from the LP, Pipes of Peace. It's been all over the entertainment news the past couple of weeks that Michael Jackson has set a new record for most Grammy nominations in a single year. The record Michael broke was set 18 years ago by the King of the Road, a country and pop star who got 9 nominations. Details coming up.
The hits from coast to coast, American Top 40.
American Top 40's heard in the 50 states and around the world every week on great radio stations like WKDK, Newberry, South Carolina, KOOK, Billings, Montana, and Radio Independencia, Montevideo, Uruguay. Climbing a fast 8 notches to number 27, here's James Ingram with Michael McDonald, singing a song produced and co-written by Quincy Jones. Yamo Be There. James Ingram and Michael McDonald moving from 35 to 27 in the countdown with Yamo Be There, an inspirational song. Now, my report on the Grammys. A certain superstar these past couple of weeks has had even more publicity than usual, for good reason. He recently broke a record that stood for 18 years, the record for most Grammy nominations in a single year. It's Michael Jackson, as you've probably heard or read, who's been nominated this year in a record-setting 12 Grammy categories. The artist whose record Michael broke was nominated in 1966 for 9 Grammys and won 6 of them. And 5 of those Grammys were for one song, a smash called King of the Road. It won for Best Rock and Roll Single, Best Contemporary Male Vocal Performance, Best Country Single, Best Country Male Vocal Performance, and Best Country Song. Those 5 Grammys for King of the Road, written and recorded by Roger Miller. His 6th was for Best Country Album. Well, Roger Miller's long-standing record for the most Grammy nominations in 1 year, 9, has been topped by 3. When the nominations were announced January 10th, the name of Michael Jackson appeared as the nominee in 12 categories. And that's going to be a tough record to break. And it's going to be interesting to see how many Grammys Michael wins out of those 12 nominations. Now, on with the countdown.
Number 26.
The song that makes the biggest move within the survey leaps 10 notches all the way from 36 to 26. Here's Deborah Allen with the crossover country hit, Baby, I Lied.
American Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem. The last time the Pretenders were in the countdown was nearly a year ago with their number 5 hit, Back on the Chain Gang. Their current hit leaps 9 notches this week to 25. Here are the Pretenders with Middle of the Road. The Pretenders, the English-American band formed in London back in 1978, doing lead vocals Chrissy Hynde from Akron, Ohio. Their song, Middle of the Road, at number 25, moving up 9 notches. Coming up, a long-distance dedication from a GI named Joe to his wife who waits at home in Kansas.
The hits from coast to coast.
American Top 40 originates in Hollywood. I'm Casey Kasem. There are 14 male soloists in this week's survey, and one of them is Billy Joel. Here he is at number 24 with An Innocent Man. up four notches to number 24 in our countdown, An Innocent Man, the 20th top 40 hit so far for Billy Joel. I'm Casey Kasem, coming to you from Hollywood. Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. A lot of letters are from people who are separated from someone they don't want to be separated from, but they don't have any choice. Listen to this one from an American serviceman in Europe. He writes, "Dear Casey, I'm a communications soldier stationed on a site just outside the port city of Bremerhaven, Germany. I put in long hours at the site, which usually means sitting there up to 8 or 9 hours making sure the equipment stays running. This time is excellent for magnifying my loneliness and gives me time to think about the most precious thing on the face of the earth to me, my wife. Casey, my wife Sherry is the most perfect friend I've ever had. The good times we had together while I was in the States were the happiest of my life. But I had to leave, and now loneliness and thoughts of her fill my days and hours. It's very hard for me to scratch out the words to fully convey my feelings for her. But the thing that prompted me to write now is because our first wedding anniversary is right around the corner, and I wanted her to have something very special from me. I love her very much, and it really hurts to be forced to spend time apart. The song I'd like to dedicate to her is a song that was sung at our wedding last year. It's a beautiful song intended for a beautiful lady. So, Casey, will you please play Endless Love for my loving wife, Sherry, in Kansas, to celebrate our first wedding anniversary? And please let her know that she's always on my mind and in my heart. Thank you, Joe." Okay, Joe, here's your long-distance dedication. A number one song from 1981. That's the duet by Diana Ross and Lionel Richie, Endless Love. A long-distance dedication from Joe, a soldier in Germany, to his wife Sherry at home in Kansas. And the countdown continues on American Top 40.
American Top 40.
These are the hits as ranked by Billboard magazine.
Number 6.
Here's one of the 13 British acts in the countdown this week, Elton John, climbing two notches to number 6 with I Guess That's Why They Call It the Blues.
And I guess that's why they call it the blues.
After three consecutive weeks at number 8, Elton John moves up two notches to number 6 with his 34th top 40 hit. I guess that's why they call it the blues. Coming up, a long-distance dedication from one member of an odd couple to the other member.
Casey's Coast to Coast.
You're listening to American Top 40, originating in Hollywood. I'm Casey Kasem. Here's one of the 8 recording artists in this week's survey who's enjoying his first top 40 hit, Matthew Wilder. He moves up two notches to number 5. Ain't nothing gonna break his stride.
NewCheckDownloads.com.